December 17th, 1832. Tierra del Fuego. Those who know the comfortable feeling of hearing the rain and icy wind beating against the windows while seated round a fire will understand our feelings. It would have been a very bad night out at sea, and we, as well as others, may call this Good Success Bay. In the morning, the captain sent a party to communicate with the Fuegians. As soon as the boat came within hail, one of the four men who advanced to receive us began to shout most vehemently, and at the same time pointed out a good landing place. They were absolutely naked, with long, streaming hair, and with rugged staffs in their hand. Springing from the ground, they waved their arms round their head and sent forth the most hideous yells. When we landed, the party looked rather alarmed, but continued talking and making gestures with great rapidity. The chief spokesman was old and appeared to be head of the family. The three others were young, powerful men, about 6 feet high. Some of the other men were ornamented by streaks of black powder. Their only garment consists of a mantle made of guanaco skin, with the wool outside. This they wear just thrown over their shoulders, as often leaving their persons exposed as covered. Their skin is of a dirty coppery red color. The party altogether resembled the devils which come on the stage in such plays as Der Freischütz. Having given them some red cloth, which they immediately placed round our necks, we became good friends. This was shown by the old man patting our breasts and making a chuckling kind of noise, as people do when feeding chickens. It was concluded by three hard slaps, which were given me on the breast and back at the same time. Bared his bosom for me to return the compliment, which being done, he seemed highly pleased. The language of these people, according to our notion, scarcely deserves to be called articulate. Captain Cook has compared it to a man clearing his throat, but certainly no European ever cleared his throat with so many haws, guttural, and clicking sounds. When a song was struck up by our part, I thought the Fuegians would have fallen down with astonishment. With equal surprise, they viewed our dancing. But one of the young men, when asked, had no objection to a little waltzing. It was, without exception, the most curious and interesting spectacle I ever beheld. I could not have believed how wide was the difference between savage and civilized man. It is greater than between a wild and domesticated animal, inasmuch as in man there is greater power of improvement. Viewing such men, one can hardly make oneself believe that they are fellow creatures placed upon the same world. Although essentially the same creature, how little must the mind of one of these beings resemble that of an educated man? What a scale of improvement is comprehended between the faculties of a Fuegian and a Sir Isaac Newton! Whence have these people come? Have they remained in the same state since the creation of the world? Oh.